Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Lucius Complete Home. They value every client and every job.
Everything was just impressive from the time then when they first came to take the roof off. They did that in one day. Then the guys came to do the siding. I didn't think they could top that. This patio door, it was just perfect. I would definitely recommend Lucius Complete Home.
Call 901-509-9082 today.
Miami Heat star Duncan Robinson knows a thing or two about being overlooked. From beginning his college career at a D3 liberal arts school to starting in last year's NBA Finals. Now, on his new podcast, The Long Shot, Robinson celebrates the most unlikely and unexpected success stories in sports and beyond. Join Duncan and his co-host Davis Reed on The Long Shot podcast as they sit down with those who have proven naysayers wrong and overcame the odds. The Long Shot with Duncan Robinson and Davis Reed is available now for free on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your shows.
Right now is a great time to take advantage of Choate's winter specials by upgrading your furnace, switching to a Rinnai tankless water heater, or getting $50 off air duct cleaning. By now, you most likely have heard of the benefits of UV light technology for your HVAC system. Purchase any new Carrier furnace right now, and we will install one for you at no additional cost. For those who have not installed a tankless water heater yet, what are you waiting on? Stop wasting utilities heating water you do not use, and getting frustrated taking cold showers or baths. Right now, when you purchase a Rinnai tankless water heater, Choate's will install one premium toilet for free in your home. And Choate's is offering $50 off its air duct cleaning services. Not only does this service get the years of dust out of your ducts, it also helps the indoor air quality you and your family breathe every day. All these specials qualify for 18 months, no interest financing with approved credit. So call 347-8086 to schedule your free estimate today. Turn to the experts with Choate's and let our family serve your family.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Fresh fruit makes the perfect snack time treat. And now, Juicy Halo's mandarins are just $4.99 in the 5-pound bag with your card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It's crunchy!
Creamy!
Sweet.
Salty.
Nature Valley Sweet and Salty Peanut Bars. Bursting with crunchy peanuts, dipped in creamy nut butter coating.
Delicious.
Nature Valley.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show.
I'm here. My name's Gary Parish, speaking to you from Memphis, Tennessee. Ben Adol's producer of the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day best you can.
Daddy lost most everything on horse whiskey.
from surgery, best he can. That is the biggest story in sports today. Arguably the biggest story, period. Tiger Woods, the golf icon, is hospitalized after being involved in a single vehicle rollover accident early this morning in California. I'll tell you everything we think we know about it at this moment momentarily. First, though, quickly, let me set this afternoon's schedule for you. 420, Rick Bucher is going to join me. He's a longtime NBA insider working for FS1 these days. I will ask him about Ja Morant's increasingly troubling three-point shot and other NBA topics, including the controversy in Minnesota that now has Karl Anthony Towns speaking publicly about his desire for more diversity among NBA head coaches after his franchise passed over the opportunity to promote a minority assistant to interim head coach and hired a white man from another organization. Rick Bucher is going to join me in the next segment. I'll talk to him about that. When I finish it, I'll take a break, come back, do four notable stories, 444, at which point I will discuss four previously undiscussed stories, among them the Grizzlies. Took another loss last night. Big bet, Bennett. Maybe they missed Dylan Brooks more than we thought.
I think that's probably accurate.
I don't know. No, maybe they missed Dylan Brooks more than we thought. Finished within 10 points of the Mavericks. The game was never in doubt, though. We'll get into it around 444. Pau Gasol is returning to the sport of basketball. He's going to be playing in Barcelona. Good for him. We'll talk about that a little later on this hour. Isaiah Wilson. What's going on with this guy, Big Bet Bennett? Former first-round draft pick, Tennessee Titans. Tweeted last night he's done with the Tennessee Titans. He deleted it, but this whole thing has turned into...
Good for him.
This whole thing has just turned into a mess. We'll get into that just before 5 o'clock. And undefeated Baylor returns to the court tonight. He's playing against a former Memphis Tiger, Tyler Harris, Iowa State Cyclones. We'll get into that during four notable stories, 444. 5 o'clock, Jeff Calk is just like always. Then I'll eventually do dinner to go and get on out of here. So that's the rundown. We got a lot to get to. But I did want to start with the biggest sports story in the world today. Tiger Woods, the American sports icon, was involved in a single vehicle rollover traffic accident this morning in California. He was hospitalized with what was described as, quote, moderate to critical injuries. He was very quickly in surgery, reportedly for multiple leg injuries. His life is reportedly not in danger. So that's great. But he is in rough shape. And if you were hoping to watch him play golf at TPC Southwind this summer for the first time ever, well, that's probably not happening. He was already iffy to even play at the Masters in April. He made that clear over the weekend. You know, as of February 21st, 2021, after a fifth back procedure that he went through in December, he said on CBS that he was only putting at this point, that that's all he could do with the golf club. And given that it's February 23rd, it seemed unlikely that he was going to play in the Masters even before this traffic accident. Now it seems, it's obvious. He's got multiple leg injuries that are considered serious and required surgery today. He's not playing golf at the Masters. He's not playing golf at TPC Southwind. Who knows? I certainly hope this is not true, but we don't know if he'll play golf again. His body has been through it in a variety of ways for a variety of reasons. And now here we are once again reading about and talking about Tiger Woods going through a surgery. This one not because of any sort of golf injury, but because of the way so many people in this country suffer injuries every single day, and that's in a traffic accident. And obviously when you hear about this, your mind starts to wonder. It'd be one thing if the story was he was going through a green light and somebody ran through a red and popped him. It'd be another thing if, you know, he was sideswiped or bumped into or something that involves other vehicles. But when it is a single car accident, your mind starts to wonder. Now, I've heard a lot of people today talk about, well, you know, you can't speculate. And it's not fair to speculate, and you shouldn't speculate, and it's too early to speculate. Speculate. Like, do a Twitter search for Tiger Woods and speculate, and you'll have all sorts of people preaching at you, telling you you can't speculate. And in fairness, I think that's technically true. Because to speculate is to form a theory about a subject without firm evidence. That's what speculating is. You form a theory about a subject without firm evidence. And anybody trying to form a theory about this subject with a lack of firm evidence would be connecting too many dots in an inappropriate way, would be speculating in a way that I do think is probably uncalled for right now. But you can wonder, can't you? Isn't it natural to wonder? Who's not wondering?
I mean, I think so.
Everybody's wondering.
Sure.
Like you could say it out loud or keep it to yourself. But when you hear about Tiger Woods' single car accident in California early in the morning, you start to wonder.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder, what was he doing? I wonder where he was going. I wonder if he was under the influence of something. Not going to form a theory about it, but it's totally natural, if we're being honest, to wonder. Some of the details are emerging, for what it's worth. The police have said they found no illicit anything inside the vehicle. So, no alcohol, no beer cans, no pill bottles, nothing like that. It does appear that he was on his way to a work situation, not just out running around aimlessly like he was back in 2017 when he had another car incident. And he had just left a hotel, TMZ reported, where a major television production was taking place that he was a part of. And the director crossed paths with Tiger Woods as he was entering the parking lot of the hotel. In other words, Tiger Woods is leaving. The director is coming. And the director has told people, again, according to TMZ, that Tiger Woods almost hit him. He was flying out of the parking lot, seemed agitated, was flying out of the parking lot, and almost hit him. Now, the director was telling people this before we know anything about the traffic accident. The director's just like parks the car and like, yo, Tiger was just flying out of here, and he almost hit me. So those are things that we know right now. So some of that's a good sign, some of it's a bad sign. And again, no need to speculate, which is to form a theory about a subject without firm evidence, but you can recite facts. I think it's natural to wonder, and it's perfectly reasonable to recite facts. So let's recite some facts. Here's a fact. In 2009, he was involved in a single car accident while trying to leave his home. He has acknowledged that he was under the influence of Ambien. By extension, in no condition to drive. But he tried to drive, and he wrecked the vehicle. In 2017, he was found behind the wheel of a car, running car, in a traffic lane. He was passed out. He was arrested and charged with driving under the influence, and he has subsequently acknowledged that he was indeed under the influence of prescription medicine. He had mixed medication, and it had obviously put him in a state where he should not have been operating a vehicle. Probably should have not been doing anything other than sitting on a couch or laying in a bed. He didn't know where he was going. He didn't know what he was doing. He was asleep. That's a fact. Here's another one. He had a fifth back procedure in December. Fifth back surgery. That's a fact, and this is also a fact. Often when you have a back surgery, they prescribe you some sort of pain medication. because you aren't dealing with real pain. Here's another fact. Tiger Woods has acknowledged he struggled with an addiction to pain medication after a previous back surgery. And here's another fact. He was on CBS on Sunday because he was hosting the Genesis Invitational at Riviera. Couldn't play, but he was there. He was the host. And he did a live interview with Jim Nantz. Did you happen to see it, Bennett?
No.
He did not look good. He did not sound good. If you go on Twitter right now and get into the search engine and type Tiger Woods and high, just those words, Tiger Woods, high, you'll see a long thousands of tweets from Sunday of people going, man, is Tiger Woods high? Tiger Woods is high as F on TV right now. Is Tiger Woods drunk? Is Tiger Woods high? Man, how high is Tiger Woods? It was basically trending on Twitter. This isn't benefit of the hindsight stuff. This is, I could show you my group chat with my friends. I'm like, yo, are you watching this interview with Jim Nantz? Tiger's not right. Some were speculating like he sounds drunk, looks drunk. But I don't think he would have been drinking on the job if he knew he was about to go on television. And he has no history of a drinking problem. But if you've seen people on pills who are clearly messed up but trying to act like they're not, that is what it looked like. That's what it looked like. He looked like somebody who had maybe taken a pill, thought he'd be okay. Now he's on national television. Didn't look right, didn't sound right, but he's doing his best. That's what I thought on Sunday. Two mornings later, he's in a single car accident. So sure, too early to speculate, but everything I just said is a fact. And when you have those facts lined up, again, your mind starts to wonder. To be clear, I hope it's not that. I hope he just lost control of a car, the way sometimes people do. I hope he just hit a curb and there's nothing else to the story other than he was being a bad driver in that moment. Maybe he dropped his phone and reached for it. Maybe he, it was early in the morning. Maybe he just drifted off to sleep. He was tired. I hope it is something as innocent as that. Because if it's something as innocent as that, then it doesn't speak to any larger problem. But if it's something other than that, we're not just talking about a man in a hospital having to recover from yet more surgeries. We're talking about a man who might have to recover from something else as well. And it all stinks. Like, I don't know Tiger Woods. I've never met him. I've never even been in his presence, as far as I know. But I swear, you put a list together of people I've never met, do not know, that I root for, he's right there at the top, both professionally and personally. Because we've talked about this before. I'm sure on some level it's great to be Tiger Woods. I'm not sure it's been great to be Tiger Woods since 2009. It's been hard. You're humiliated. You're the butt of jokes. You're physically debilitated. He's told stories that he's in so much pain he couldn't get off the floor. He'd have to have people help him get off the floor. Couldn't play with his kids. Couldn't move. Real pain. That leads to all these other problems. At one point, at least, substance abuse. I know he's got a lot of money. And I know he's got a lot of fame. But I promise you, there's a lot of people listening right now who have had a way better past 12 years in terms of happiness than Tiger Woods. What we hoped is that when he won the Masters in 2019, he looked good and he sounded good and he's with his kids and whoa, what a moment, that everything was back on track. And maybe we'd see him win another one and another one and another one and another one. And then we watched him late last year playing a tournament with his son, Charlie, and whoa, that was just the sweetest thing. And you took those pictures and if they didn't move you just a little bit, there's something wrong with you. And now here we are Tiger Woods recovering from another back surgery, now going to have to recover from multiple leg surgeries. And who knows what that looks like as it pertains to him trying to play golf again someday, any day. And I know that a lot of these problems are self-inflicted problems. Like, Tiger Woods did this to himself. Nobody made him stray from his marriage. Nobody made him take those pills. Nobody made him get behind the wheel of that car. And obviously that's true. But self-inflicted humiliation is still humiliation. Self-inflicted pain is still pain. Self-inflicted embarrassment is still embarrassment. Still hurts. And so I rooted for him. Like, when he won the Masters in 2019, like, I, like millions of others, sitting in my living room by myself, watching that, real tears in your eyes. Wow, what a story. This guy couldn't get off the floor not too long ago. He has battled everything, just about everything you can battle. And now look, here he is again. Green jacket on. We always said, I think probably the Monday after that, man, if you were doing the movie, that's where the movie ends, right there. And maybe if you were doing the movie, that is where the movie ends, but that ain't where his life ended. Life keeps going. And since then, it's been more difficult stuff. Back problems lead to back surgery, and now this car accident with tons of questions surrounding it. So the officials in L.A. are going to have a press conference here in about 40 minutes, 5 o'clock Central, 3 o'clock Pacific, and I'm certain we'll get some more answers then. But for now, you just hope that he recovers from this in whatever way he can recover from it. And if nothing else, he's able to get back to being the father that he appeared to be and that you know he wants to be, because this is obviously a setback that's going to require a whole lot of physical rehabilitation to even get back to walking and moving the way a normal person his age can walk and move. Talk more about it with Jeff Calkins later. Rip Bucher's up next.
The Tigers are in the home stretch of their AAC schedule. The Grizzlies are on their way to maybe, just maybe, making the NBA playoffs in Ja Morant's second season. Lots of interesting games to watch nearly every night. If you're like me, Gary Parrish, you might want to enjoy these games while enjoying a drink. And if you want to enjoy what I'm enjoying, try New Amsterdam Vodka. It's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As I'm sure you know by now, it's so smooth you can drink it straight, and it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. If you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. Watermelon is the newest flavor. Keep an eye out for that. And don't forget, New Amsterdam also has a gluten-free vodka, so if you're on a gluten-free diet, either by choice or necessity, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name when you're in a bar, restaurant, or liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. That's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, NewAmsterdamSpirits.com.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Ride with the country's number one auto insurer, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle, with a big shout out to my awesome team now licensed in Arkansas, Mississippi, and Tennessee. Call or text 901-767-7744. We're still all better looking than a lizard.
Wendy's is dropping the hammer with 2 made-to-order breakfast sandwiches for just $4. So if you've been wronged by pre-made breakfast and their frozen folded eggs and rubbery microwaved bacon, get to Wendy's and get the breakfast you deserve. Yeah! Like the honey butter chicken biscuit, classic bacon egg and cheese, and the classic sausage egg and cheese. Choose any two of them for just $4. Justice is served. Only at Wendy's. We got you.
Offer valid for a limited time only. Price and participation may vary at U.S. Wendy's. Single item at regular price.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move. With the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Gary is refinancing his home, so he shopped around for the lowest rate and found it at Amerisave.com, setting him up for a lifetime of savings. It's one decision he'll never regret, unlike taking that gig in the testing lab at the deodorant company.
Raise your arm, please. Oh, man, I hate this job.
Pretty regrettable, Gary. Unlike finding that low mortgage rate at Amerisave.com that's got you on your way to a lifetime of savings. Amerisave's rates won't be this low forever, so go to Amerisave.com now. Lower mortgage rates mean higher savings. Call 866-514-SAVE or visit Amerisave.com/licensing for cost information, terms, and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all states except New York. NMLS number 1168.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Stretch my hands to you.
Life like, this is what your life like. Try to live the life right. People really know you push your buttons like type right. This is like a movie.
The Grizzlies lost again last night, this time down in Dallas. It was not competitive. We will get into that in more detail in the next segment. Jeff Calkins will be here a little after 5 o'clock, but right now he's a longtime NBA insider. Now for FS1, it's Rick Bucher. Please make him the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parrish Show Big Interview. Presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. Using food and wine to create memorable times.
Rick Bucher, it's Gary Parrish. How you been, man?
I'm good, Gary. How are you?
Everything's okay in my world. I appreciate your time. I won't keep you too long. Let's start here. How concerned, if at all, should Grizzlies fans be about Ja Morant now shooting 20.6% from three-point range so far in this season?
I would not be all that concerned, simply because I don't see anything in his shot that I look at and say that it's going to be problematic. He's still very, very young in his career, and while I have not watched every minute of his performances, obviously he's had some injuries. There's nothing about his game that I'm worried about. I think that he's having a crisis in confidence right now, but the ability to play off of other players, other threats going to the rim, I think would open things up and give him a little bit more time. I don't see him getting a lot of clean looks from three-point range. If he was getting those and he was missing those consistently, even that at his young age, I'm not sure that it would concern me. You know, sometimes it's just growing pains, and I just feel like it's really easy for teams to at this point to crowd him and to make things difficult on him, and he's having to deal with that extra attention. And so, look, he is the engine that drives them, but I do see where he's a little more reluctant than I've seen in the past to shoot the three, but I do not see it as a long-term issue.
You touched on something interesting there, a crisis of confidence. It is if you were gifted enough to get to the NBA and be a starter and the reigning rookie of the year, odds are you've always been great at basketball. Like, I know he wasn't a five-star yeah. recruit who went to Duke, but, like, he was a Division I prospect. I mean, he was
right.
– it is possible that this is the first time in his life that basketball has ever been difficult for him, that it hasn't – that something – very noticeable is not working. And he's not the first player to ever go through that. But do you have a sense how that impacts a player when you know you have
like think of a baseball player. If you're good enough to be a three-hole hitter in the major leagues, you have probably been smashing the ball your entire life, and now you're in some slump. I imagine going through that at all is difficult, but when it's the first time you've maybe ever gone through it, it must be shocking on some level.
Yeah, there's that. And look, I don't want to say it like Ja is, crumbling before our eyes. I think
right.
he's been as aggressive and determined as ever. But it becomes a, you know what, this part of my game is not working, so let me see if I can try to get the job done doing it some other way. Look, I am astonished at LeBron James. LeBron James still has crises in confidence. He had it last night. He has it at the free throw line. He's taken 10,000, more than well over 10,000 free throws, and I swear he's changed his cadence and his routine at least 1,000 times, looking for a rhythm or looking for a way in which to get them done consistently. He did it last night. He shot every one of those free throws in a slightly different way, and I see the same thing in his three-point shot where he was shooting 45% like the first month of the season. And I was thinking, you know what? I don't like he's not square. It's not a fundamentally sound three-pointer, but when he's feeling it, it is going down. And when he's not feeling it, he starts to measure it, and it's just a different shot for him. And we've seen that. I think he's shooting 15% over the last couple of weeks. And so, I don't see anything that severe with Ja and the way that he shoots it. So that's one of the reasons why I'm not worried. But, I mean, look, if LeBron James can second-guess himself about parts of his game after all that he's done and what his status is in the league, it means that just about anybody can do that. I've seen Steph Curry. He'll continue to shoot it, but you can tell that he's searching, or he's like, I need to maybe do something a little bit different to find the – to find the answer. What I appreciate about Ja, and I think this is the indicator that he is going to be just fine, and so are the Grizzlies, is that he has not gotten shy. He's not looking for someone else to make plays or to be aggressive. He continues to be aggressive. He's just trying to do it in different ways.
Talking to Rick Bucher from FS1. He's on Twitter at Rick Bucher. You mentioned LeBron James. That has become another big story in the NBA. Everything connected to him is a big story. Now it's minutes played. He played 43 minutes last night. He's now played in excess of 40 four times in the past nine games at the age of 36. He says he's not playing too much. Do you think he's playing too much?
I'm gonna go by LeBron James's judgment on how much he's playing, and let's be clear. People want to say Frank Vogel's playing him too much. Frank Vogel doesn't decide how many minutes LeBron James plays. Okay. Nobody decides how many minutes. If there's any player in the league, Paul George may be on a minutes restriction. LeBron James spending $1 million a year or plus on his health and having the power that he has, and all that he's accomplished, LeBron James decides what his schedule is and what minutes he's going to play. And, from what I've been told, he very much realizes that he hasn't won MVP in some 7-8 years. He would very much like to win MVP at age 36. He sees that the field is wide open. There's, Luka Doncic came into the season as the favorite for some unknown reason, and that quickly went by the boards. And so it's wide open now. He sees an opportunity, and one of the things that has detracted from him winning over the last 7-8 years is that he does take games off. He has load managed in various years. And then he got to what he played 82 games the last year in Cleveland. It was almost like he wanted to prove a point. No, I play every game. It's like, no, you don't. You went to Miami for a week in the middle of a season. What are you talking about? But in his quest to win an MVP, he doesn't want he doesn't play every game or he takes time off to be part of the narrative. And that's why, that's why he's going to the podium and saying, I don't believe in rest and I don't need rest. And he's playing all these minutes. A big part of it is playing minutes in and of itself is not the determining factor on fatigue. It's how hard you play those minutes. And while he has to expend a lot of energy right now at the offensive end with both Anthony Davis and Dennis Schroeder out, he's not playing hard at the defensive end. I mean, he was resting when it came to Russell Westbrook inbounding the ball and then cutting to the basket when that was LeBron's assignment. How many times do you see him with rundown blocks in the last month or so? You're not seeing him play that. So I think he's on the floor a lot of minutes, because a lot of minutes means big numbers. It means it gets closer to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in terms of the all-time scoring list. It means that he's going to have close to a triple-double average. It does a lot of things for him. And I think he's so good at gauging. I think he did it last night. Like, if he wanted to go all out to win the game against the Wizards last night, just like against the Warriors, the game is in the balance with 2-3 minutes left. LeBron James is being guarded by Rui Hachimura. Like, are you telling me he can't take him to the rim every single time if that's what he wanted to do, and is either going to draw more attention for an open shot for somebody else or is going to be able to finish? Absolutely. But he makes these executive decisions that is unlike Kobe or Michael. Kobe and Michael, they tried to win every single game. LeBron gets to a point and he goes, all right, how much energy can I steal this game? Can I find a way to still win the game without having to make the supreme sacrifice in getting there? And that's what he did last night. He was counting on Kentavious Caldwell-Pope or Alex Caruso, someone else, to make a big shot in order to close that game. And it ultimately didn't work out, but it was better in his mind than going all out and maybe expending energy that he needs in April or May.
Brooklyn is now 20-12 after winning six straight. They're just a half game back of Philadelphia for first in the East. Star-studded, obviously. Historically great offensively. Something short of that defensively. Do you believe in Brooklyn, as currently constructed, as a real championship contender?
I believe in them as a championship contender simply because I do think that they have a chance of getting out of the East. I mean, a big part of it is under normal circumstances, if we hadn't experienced everything that we have over the last year and a half, I would say no, because you simply can't have a defense as flawed as theirs and as many flawed defensive players as they do and win a championship. It simply does not happen. The only team that's been rated outside of the top 10 and won a championship were the 2001 Lakers, and that was their second of a three-peat, and they had demonstrated the year before that they were the number one defense. So we knew what they were capable of. They just decided to downshift. Excuse me.
Of course.
The Nets have not demonstrated that at this point, so I can't buy into that. But that said, you have to excuse me. Hold on just a second.
I understand, right?
You got me so going on LeBron that I think I stripped a tire here.
I understand. And if you need to go, I understand as well.
No. I'm good. But here's the thing. This is the defense is horrific this year. If you see all of the offensive numbers of the best offensive players, they're all through the roof. Is it possible that this is the year where defense, simply because there was no offseason or little offseason, no training camp, nobody's playing great defense, is this the year where offense rules? And if that's the case, then the Nets have a shot of doing it. I'm still not convinced that in a playoff situation, that if a team like Philadelphia, if they see Philadelphia, that they're going to be able to counteract that size when the game slows down. But if they do get out of the East, if some reason they don't have to see Philadelphia, or I'm wrong about that matchup, and they get the Lakers, and the Lakers are still as constituted, I think the Nets are a better small ball team than the Lakers. So I don't know if the Nets get out of the East, and this is kind of it's a tricky formula that I'm talking about. But let's say if they get out of the East and they happen to face the Lakers, then I do give them a chance of being champions. But there have to be unusual circumstances, because you can talk all you want about the effort that Harden and Kyrie are giving. I have never seen a defensive team that has more than one you can hide one mediocre defender. The Warriors did it. But you can't hide two. It's simply not possible against the very best of the best.
Wrapping up here with Rick Bucher from FS1. Last thing before I let you go. The Timberwolves earlier this week fired Ryan Saunders. No surprise.
No.
The Timberwolves are terrible. What was a bit surprising is that typically when NBA teams do this in season, they promote an assistant on an interim basis. The assistant in this case would have been David Vanderpool. He is a minority candidate. Instead, they go outside of the franchise, hire Chris Finch, who is a white assistant coach with the Toronto Raptors. Damian Lillard has talked about it. CJ McCollum has talked about it. Karl Anthony Towns has now said that he will support his new coach, but that he would like to see more minority candidates get real shots. This has turned into a bit of a controversy, should it be?
I don't think that it should be. And I say that with believing that there are great minority candidates out there that it has taken too long for them to get an opportunity. But in this instance, when I look at the dynamic, Chris Finch has been a head coach in the G League and for multiple teams overseas. He really, if you're looking for the next Nick Nurse, which I think a lot of people in the league are, he is identical model. In fact, Nick Nurse and Chris Finch coached against each other over in Europe. And meanwhile, Vanderpool has never been a head coach. And when I look at guys, whether it's Vanderpool or it's Eric Bieniemy in the NFL, Vanderpool's been interviewed for positions since 2015. And while I do believe relationships are important, and I do believe that more minority ownership and minority management will increase the number of opportunities for minority coaches, I also believe that you have to interview well. And you have to interview and come in, and you have to present a plan that convinces ownership that you can run a team. Well, when you've run a team before, and you've experienced having run a team, and you've done it in multiple situations and had to sell yourself to multiple owners, there's an understanding of what it takes to land that job that someone who's been a career assistant simply never has experience. They've never had to go through the throes of building a program by themselves. And I'm not saying that David can't do it. I'm just saying that his ability to demonstrate how he can when he sits down with somebody across from the desk may not be in his wheelhouse, whereas I know it is with Chris Finch. And the optics are not good, but I don't want to immediately stamp this as discrimination when I look at the parameters of how the decision is made and can look at some other things that are very real and makes it an understandable choice in my mind.
That is Rick Bucher, longtime NBA analyst for a number of different places, now starring at FS1. You can follow him on Twitter at Rick Bucher. Rick, you're terrific. I always appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Take care. Bye-bye. That's Rick Bucher from FS1, longtime NBA insider on Twitter at Rick Bucher. When we come back, we'll get more into the Grizzlies game. I think at this point, everybody knows they lost. Ja Morant missed some more shots. It was game two for Justice Winslow. We were hoping it would go better, Big Bet Bennett.
Yeah, no kidding.
It didn't really. Really didn't go better. We'll talk Grizzlies next. You're listening to the Gary Parris Show. We're on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Miami Heat star Duncan Robinson knows a thing or two about being overlooked. From beginning his college career at a D3 liberal arts school to starting in last year's NBA Finals. Now, on his new podcast, The Long Shot, Robinson celebrates the most unlikely and unexpected success stories in sports and beyond. Join Duncan and his co-host Davis Reed on The Long Shot podcast as they sit down with those who have proven naysayers wrong and overcame the odds. The Long Shot with Duncan Robinson and Davis Reed is available now for free on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your shows.
Anything can happen in a game, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't bet with confidence. BetMGM invites new customers to experience their favorite sports like never before with a risk-free bet up to $600. Just sign up using bonus code RIGHT600, WRIGHT 600 when you place your first wager and get your stake back up to $600 in free bets if you lose. The fearlessness doesn't stop there. Enjoy BetMGM's innovative parlay selection features, live betting options, daily boosted odds specials, and much more. Download the BetMGM app or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code WRITE600 to get back up to $600 in free bets on your first wager. Bet confidently on basketball, hockey, and all the other sports action at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. You must be 21 years or older, and you must be present in Tennessee. Visit BetMGM.com for a full list of terms and conditions. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
Right now is a great time to take advantage of Choate's winter specials by upgrading your furnace, switching to a Rinnai tankless water heater, or getting $50 off air duct cleaning. By now, you most likely have heard of the benefits of UV light technology for your HVAC system. Purchase any new Carrier furnace right now, and we will install one for you at no additional cost. For those who have not installed a tankless water heater yet, what are you waiting on? Stop wasting utilities heating water you do not use and getting frustrated taking cold showers or baths. Right now, when you purchase a Rinnai tankless water heater, Choate's will install one premium toilet for free in your home. And Choate's is offering $50 off its air duct cleaning services. Not only does this service get the years of dust out of your ducts, it also helps the indoor air quality you and your family breathe every day. All these specials qualify for 18 months, no interest financing with approved credit. So call 347-8086 to schedule your free estimate today. Turn to the experts with Choate's and let our family serve your family.
The President's Day event is in full swing at Gossett Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Fiat on the Pike. And we're celebrating with 2020 Dodge Journey SE $19,990 or $249 a month. Or pump up your attitude with the 2021 Jeep Cherokee Latitude, $21,740 or $277 a month. Or take your pick, 2020 Ram 1500 Quad Cab Tradesman or 2021 Dodge Challenger SST, $339 a month. It's your choice, Ram 1500 or Challenger. We Gossett at $339 a month. So drive past the rest and come to the best Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat, 1901 Covington Pike, or shop online, GossettMotorCars.net.
If you want it, we Gossett at Gossett Motor Cars.
All this finance through Chrysler, all 3,500 cash down, 75 months at 4.19 APR. Journey, LT 296053, MSRP 26860. Latitude, MD 168760, MSRP 27805, 1500, LS 156730, MSRP 35185. Challenger, MH 58158, MSRP 31160. Includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695. Excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 3121 dealer stock only.
Hey, y'all, this is your girl, Cheryl Underwood, and I want to tell you something. My digestive system used to make me feel sluggish, but those days are over. Now I feel great. That's because I increased my fiber intake with the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge, and I'm still hooked. I just took Metamucil every day for 14 days, and it's really that easy. Metamucil traps and removes the waste that weighs you down, so you feel lighter and more energetic. Now I never want to go back to that heavy feeling. Are you ready for the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge? For a coupon and daily support, sign up at Metamucil.com today.
O'Reilly. It's O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts, which means you'll save money and reach your next reward even faster. Earn double O'Rewards points on 5 quarts of Mobil 1 Full Synthetic Motor Oil, just $28.95, and get a $10 gift card after mail-in rebate. Collect 150 points and get a $5 reward. Don't miss O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Matthew, we need to restock those sleeping bags.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
One of you cover this register?
Like at Anita's outdoor store. Sorry, to keep sales climbing, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
The thing about the Home and Auto Bundle from Progressive is that by now you've heard a lot of ads about the Home and Auto Bundle from Progressive. We don't even need the words, the Home and Auto Bundle, anymore to tell you that you could save big with the Ring-Tailed Lemur from Progressive, or that every hot peach cobbler comes with round-the-clock service and protection. And that's the thing about the goat with magic powers. You've heard a lot of ads about the sushi in Vancouver. See how much you could save with the Home and Auto with the Shaman in the Jungle from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The God Killer, this Tokyo and I'm Godzilla. Playing blackjack versus death gun on the car dealer. Just bought a demon, I'm screaming about the car dealer. the mic, but I'm a God digger. Tell Beelzebub that the God don't need a job, and if I did, the oligarchs would be missing, murdered, and robbed. This is Bonaparte, and he paid with Tucson, and they went on a world conquest, tearing your Bonaparte. Michael remained murderous.
Keeping ourselves and our family safe never been more on our minds than it is right now. Best way to do it. Get your bottle of Germ ready. It's a brand new hand sanitizer made right here in the United States of America in an FDA-approved facility. It only takes 30 seconds to apply properly, and then it starts working, and it's killing them germs, 99.99% of all germs. Here's the best part. It keeps killing those germs for up to 6 hours. So your days of constantly carrying around hand sanitizer and putting it on every 20 minutes. You don't have to live like that anymore. Not with Germ Ready. You apply it in 30 seconds, and it's going to work for you for up to 6 hours. It is fragrance-free, dye-free, paraben-free, cruelty-free. It is safe for all skin. If you got little cuts or small abrasions on your hands, it's not going to burn you. And it's now available at Amazon.com. So if you're an Amazon subscriber, now that we got all this stupid snow out of the way, they can have it to you in 2 days. They'll bring it right to your front door. That's the way Amazon works. So get your bottle. Get your 5 bottles. Visit the website, germready.com. Be confident. Stay protected with Germ Ready on the web, germready.com. Jeff Calkins will be here a little after 5 o'clock. We will turn our attention back to the biggest story in sports today, Tiger Woods involved in a single-vehicle car accident in Southern California. But right now I got 4 stories I'd like to discuss.
4 notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's 4 notable stories at 4:44. Story number one.
Another game last night for the Grizzlies down in Dallas. It did not start well. It did not end well. It did not go well. The result was a 102-92 loss to the Mavericks in a mostly uncompetitive game, largely because the Grizz were down 11-2, barely 5 minutes in, down 20-5, barely 8 minutes in. They trailed by as many as 23 points in the first half. They never got it to single digits in the second half. Again, they lost 102-92. And I know that the Grizz were without Dylan Brooks, but the Mavericks were without Kristaps Porzingis. Regardless,
Yep.
The Mavericks still dominated the Grizzlies from the opening tip to the final buzzer. The Grizz shot 39.4% from the field, including 19.4% from three. Justice Winslow, bless his heart, missed 9 of the 10 shots he attempted. He's now 4 of 24 from the field as a member of the Grizzlies. That comes out to 16.7% from the field.
Yikes.
Guess his player efficiency rating.
What? I couldn't even.
Just guess. It's obviously bad. Guess.
I don't know. What's the scale?
Well, I don't want to give you the scale because that could give it away. But I will tell you right now that the player leading the entire NBA in PER at this moment is Joel Embiid, and his player efficiency rating is 31.80.
Okay, I'm going to say 7.80.
Man, I wish. Boy, that'd be nice.
That would be good. Okay, so how about a 1.9?
Boy, I wish.
What?
I'm going to be completely honest with you. And I apologize to John Hollinger. I had no idea that you could have a negative player efficiency rating.
Stop.
But he is negative 4.96.
Oh, no. Oh,
how
no.
Are you a negative, bro?
Okay, so here's what I'll say to that. Like, it has not been a good sample size so far. But I want to see a way bigger sample size before I start, like, pressing the panic button on him.
Well, of course.
Right.
Like I said.
If it still looks like this after 15 games, then we should probably have a conversation. But, like, right now, it's been so long for him, right?
Like I said yesterday, he had not played in an NBA game in 13 months. If he were a baseball player, he would be playing double-A baseball right now.
Yeah.
He would be playing triple-A baseball right now. Instead, he played Devin Booker one night and Luka Doncic 2 nights later. I mean, not, you know what I mean. He was on the court with those people.
Yeah. And in fairness to him, defensively, the defense hasn't been good, but he's moving good.
He moves well. Boy, he don't make the shots, though.
He does not make the shots, no.
Man, 16.7% shooting, minus 4.96 player efficiency rating. Once I saw that, I got curious. Started looking at all sorts of things. Only 14 players in the entire league have a worse player efficiency rating right now than Justice Winslow. And none of them are averaging more than 8 minutes per game. So they all barely play because they're terrible. Justice Winslow is averaging 23.5 minutes per game. Needless to say, they haven't been good minutes. Again, no real reason to be too concerned right now. He should be, again, if he were a baseball player, he would be on a rehab assignment for 2 weeks at AutoZone Park. Right. Instead, he's just playing in real NBA games against, you know, playoff-level teams in his first two outings. So this is somewhat understandable, but it has been worse than you would have thought.
Oh, sure.
I mean, like, you would not have anticipated it being good right from the jump, but, like,
it's been bad.
It's been bad.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been really bad.
Yes, right.
So hopefully it'll get better. But right now, he can't make a shot, and the Grizzlies can't win. Hopefully it'll get better.
Story number two.
Six-time NBA All-Star and former Memphis Grizzlies star Pau Gasol is returning to Spain. He's going to play for Barcelona. He's got a deal running through June 30th. So Pau Gasol, 40 years old, going to go back home and play professional basketball. You got any issue with it?
No, actually, it seems, and I know nothing about this, but it does seem like that's actually a big deal, like, for those guys, the Spanish players, to play for that team.
Of course.
Like, I don't think this is as much about, like, oh, God, like, hang it up, dude. I think it's, like, that's important for them to play for that team. Well, Mark will do it eventually.
I do think, well, like, in fairness, I do think that it's further indication there's not a place for him in the NBA right now.
No.
He's 40 years old.
For sure.
So he wants to play. And this league offers him an opportunity to play. He can't play in the NBA.
No.
But most 40-year-olds can't.
No, there's one that probably can.
But like, LeBron will probably do it someday, but most 40-year-olds can't. So it's like no slight to Pau Gasol to say he can't play in the NBA at 40. Most can't, but he can't play in the NBA at 40. So this is his option to play. And he, you know, actually started his professional career in Barcelona, I think 1998-99. He's obviously from Spain. He's taken great pride in representing that national team. And so it's a little bit like, I mean, slightly different because he's from there. He's going home to play basketball. But sometimes these European soccer stars, like, when they get to where they can't operate at the highest level of the sport over there anymore.
Yeah, they come here.
They come here, and they're like, right. They're like playing for
opposite.
They're like playing for Orlando or L.A. or whatever. So this is that. Pau Gasol came to America and operated at the highest level of the sport. He'll be a Hall of Famer someday. Now, being in the NBA is not an option for him. And even if he were, quote, in the NBA, he'd be sitting on a bench, never playing. I don't know what his role will be with Barcelona, but it's an opportunity to play. And if he wants to play, I'm happy for him.
Story number three.
Isaiah Wilson tweeted last night that he is, quote, done with football as a Titan, which is the latest not-so-great development with an offensive lineman who was picked in the first round last year.
Yeah, it's,
man, what are they doing,
dude? It's the Titans have drafted okay under John Robinson as general manager, but this one is gonna go down as his worst draft pick. I mean, this guy I think he played a few snaps. He's clearly a head case, and he's not gonna ever play for the Titans. I don't know. Obviously, like you said, he deleted the tweet, but like they're not going to work this out. He's not going to ever play for them.
How do you miss all this in the evaluation process?
I don't know. And he had red flags coming in, like he did. In fact, people like a lot of the people in their mock drafts had him as like a third round guy because of character questions.
Well, the same reason, honestly, Aaron Hernandez went lower in the draft than he should have gone. You know, people start saying, "Well, yeah, you got to think about this. You got to think about there." Player out of USC a few years ago that played basketball, Kevin Porter Jr. from a talent perspective, looked like a top five pick. He was picked 30th, last pick of the first round. And, you know, sometimes I talk to some of these NBA front office people. You know, if they think I have insight into a player or have a good relationship with the player's coach, they'll pick my brain. Hey, so what have you heard about this? Like, I took calls on from franchises about Precious Achiuwa, about James Wiseman. Hey, tell me about Precious Achiuwa off the court, to the extent that you know anything. And I said, well, I was told this story, and I was told this story. And in the spirit of transparency, I said nothing but good things about Precious Achiuwa, because I had heard nothing but good things about Precious Achiuwa away from the court. So I just remember talking about Kevin Porter, and I was like, dig into his background, because it's like, it's messy. I want to say, I don't have the story in front of me, so I don't want to get it wrong, but like, somebody murdered somebody, and like, it was just like a lot of stuff has happened in his life. He's been through a lot of traumatic experiences. And I was just like, I go talk to Andy Enfield, he'll talk to this guy. But there's just a lot of stuff there that would be considered red flags. Well, that's why he slipped to 30th in the draft. It wasn't because he couldn't play basketball. And do you see what happened to him earlier this season? He, like, had a big blow-up in the locker room, and Cleveland was like, we're done with you. So more than ever, you know, franchises are they do their due diligence on these prospects in their personal lives. There were stories about when the Celtics were getting ready to draft Jason Tatum, I think, Brad Stevens called, like, the principal of Jason Tatum's high school. What was he like in the hall? Yeah. How did he treat other students? You know, I don't care about it. I know what he is as a basketball player. How often did you deal with him? What was he like? So the idea that